Subheading: This, its power is due its God. Satan the devil is more than content to maintain things as they are, as long as he is in power. For the last approximately 6,000 years, the chief demon has misled the world in countless ways. But the time for the devil to reign as God over mankind is only a temporary allowance on the part of the God of gods. Jehovah has already laid the groundwork for Christ Jesus and his 144,000 chosen ones to replace the devil and his wicked angels. It should not be supposed, though, that the demonic gods will quietly go off into the abyss when their time expires. Since the Hebrew name of Satan literally means opposer, no doubt Satan and his demons will fiercely oppose Christ when he comes in his kingdom. The 12th chapter of the Apocalypse reveals that Satan and his demons will wage a furious battle in heaven when once the kingdom of the world is given over to Christ. The result of that unseen war in the spirit dimension is that Satan and his legions are to be violently ejected from their residence in the realms above. The bad news is that they will be forced to make a last-ditch stand against the glorious kingdom of Christ here in the vicinity of the earth. Needless to say, that development will not bode well for the world. The ouster of the great dragon from heaven will have profound earth-wide ramifications that far surpass any calamity that mankind has ever suffered. Just like a cornered criminal madman may take hostages in a desperate attempt to stave off his inevitable capture and inflict as much damage as possible, in the same way, when the gods of this system are faced with their own incarceration, it will be as if they take the world as their hostage and threaten the entire globe with annihilation should Christ attempt to take them out. During the critical last hour, coinciding with Satan's short period of time, the vision of Habakkuk will be fully realized when the modern Chaldean launches his world-conquering campaign. Habakkuk 1:9-11 describes the demonically driven empire with these words: "In its entirety, it comes for mere violence. The assembling of their faces is as the east wind, and it gathers up captives just like sand. And for its part, it jeers kings themselves, and high officials are something laughable to it. For its part, it laughs even at every fortified place, and it piles up dust and captures it. At that time, it will certainly move onward like wind, and will pass through, and will actually become guilty. This, its power, is due to its God." The great tempest of Jehovah that is destined to whirl itself upon the entire earth is here revealed to be the demon-maddened king of Babylon, whose forces are likened to an onward-sweeping wind. But although the Chaldean is described as a fierce and formidable military force, there are other more subtle means of attaining world domination.